Hi, my friends. Today we're going to be discussing a new topic entitled How to Implement a Biblical Worldview Within Your Children's Lives. I know that maybe the word worldview might be new to you, and so take heart because I'm going to share with you when it was first new to me, and that was back in 2017. And that was when I took a deep dive into apologetics. Now, apologetics comes from the Greek word apologia, which means to give a defense for what you believe. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But be prepared to give an answer to all who ask you for the hope that you have, but do it with gentleness and respect." So it's just understanding that there are reasonable answers for the things that you know to be true according to biblical Christianity. So for example, so if someone were to ask you, you know, how do you know that God exists? Well, you could talk to them about intelligent design, right? So helping people understand that there are reasonable answers for God's existence. Or perhaps you could share that there is archaeological evidence for the Bible and the things that it talks about. These are examples of apologetics. So as I'm saying this, worldview, okay, when I was taught the importance of what a worldview is, it rocked my world because it helped me understand to put everything into perspective. So a worldview is basically the lens through which you view the world, okay? It's how you make decisions. It's how you know things to be true. And how you develop this is through growing up, right? So you're raised in a home, you grow from infancy to toddler, to child, to a teenager, to adulthood, right? And so it's all of those experiences that you develop over time now affect your worldview. And so an analogy that's often used to describe worldview is a puzzle, right? So everybody has puzzle pieces, and now you're trying to put these puzzle pieces together and you're trying to figure out how they fit. That's worldview. And it answers the big questions in life, okay? The questions of who am I? What am I doing here? What is my purpose? What is my problem? Okay, what is the problem with humanity? And how do we fix it? So those are the questions that you ask yourself that create a worldview. And so when I'm talking about biblical worldview, now this is simply speaking from the lens of the Bible. So I'm going to give you the definition that Bob Jones University gives, and this is what they say. A biblical worldview is a worldview based on God's unchanging word. Since God is the creator of everything in heaven and earth, he is the standard for truth. God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and unchanging. So guys, biblical worldview simply means viewing the world through the Bible, okay? So when you ask yourself, who am I? What am I doing here? You refer to, oh, I know who I am. I am a person that was created in God's image. We can find that in Genesis, right? What is wrong with humanity? What is wrong with man? Oh, I know that answer. We can look in the book of Genesis again, and we can discover that we have a sinful nature. And how did we get that sinful nature, right? We talk about Adam and Eve and the brokenness that happened and the what that created and the consequences, right? Which was we were separated from God. We no longer had fellowship and unity with God because now there is sin. So guys, biblical worldview, having a view of the world through the biblical lens, understanding that God created the heavens and the earth, like Colossians 1:17 says, in him, all things hold together. He is everything. He created everything. He is the maker of all. So having that view. Now we ask ourselves, so how do we implement this biblical worldview within our children? And why is it even important? So Barna did a study and they said that by the time a child is 18 months old, that child will develop a worldview. Now, that might be mind-blowing to you right now because you might be thinking, my 18-month-old does not know how to communicate things in complete sentences, right? So how do they develop a worldview? And guys, it's simply by watching us, right? We as their moms, we are their first teachers. They are watching our every move. They are watching our facial expressions. They are listening to us, whether they understand it or not, right? But they are listening. So how do we help our students, or excuse me, it's by nature, you know, I talk about teaching and I miss it. And so I often refer to students, but really I'm talking to you as moms. And how do we implement this with our children, right? And Barna did a study and they discovered that there are 7 cornerstones to implementing and building a biblical worldview within our kids. And here's why it's important, okay, is because when Barna did a research on this study with Gen Z, with Arizona Christian University, this is what they discovered. They discovered that only 4% of Gen Z has a biblical worldview. 4%. Now you might be asking yourself, well, who is Gen Z? Okay. Gen Z is this group of kids who were born between 1999 and 2015. So this age group only has a 4% of a biblical worldview. Now you might be asking yourself, okay, how do we change this? How do we change the trajectory of where this is going? I don't want my kids to have this. I want my kids to have a biblical worldview. And guys, I'm so glad that you are asking these questions because guess what? Today in this study, we are going to learn how to implement these 7 cornerstones. But for time's sake, we're only going to dig into 3 of the cornerstones today. That Barna says that if you implement these cornerstones into your child's life, they will develop a biblical worldview. So guys, hang tight with me. Here it is. Ready? Number 1. The first cornerstone of building a biblical worldview within your kids' lives is this: having an orthodox biblical understanding of God. Having a biblical understanding of God. When Barna asked Gen Z this question, this is what they discovered. Only 69% believe God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. Okay, 69%. That sounds like a big chunk of Gen Z, which sounds encouraging, right? So how do we keep this up? How do we continue to implement this within our kids? And this is how you do it. Discuss God's attributes. Talk about God's attributes all the time. He is all-knowing. He is all-creator. He is omniscient, right? All-knowing. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. He is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. Talking about God's attributes daily with your kids. Talk about intelligent design. We just scraped the surface of it just a minute ago, and that's talking about how God created everything. He is into the details. He created the daintiness of the flowers. He created the animals, the birds of the air. He created the plants, and talking about the intricate details of that. Talk about the biblical understanding of God's sovereignty over good and bad circumstances. You know, when I was growing up, I had this belief that when things went well, God was good. When things went bad, then maybe I did something bad, or maybe there was something going on, or maybe God was upset. And guys, that is not the biblical understanding of God's sovereignty, okay? Because we have to have this understanding that yes, sometimes bad things happen to us and it's not because God is zapping us, but it's simply because we are living in a broken, sinful world. And because of that, bad things are going to happen. So help kids understand that my circumstances do not determine God's goodness, because God is good no matter what, all of the time. All right, guys, let's take a deep dive into the second cornerstone. Okay, so we're going to discuss cornerstones 2 and 3 together because I feel like they go together so well. So here's the second cornerstone. All human beings are sinful by nature. Every choice we make has moral considerations and consequences. Okay, when Barna asked Gen Z this question, this is what they discovered. 35% of Gen Z believes sin is real and significant, that we are all sinners by choice. 35%. So how did we get from 69% have this biblical understanding of God to now understanding only 35% of them believe that sin is real? Okay, hang tight with me. This is the next cornerstone. Knowing Jesus Christ is the only means to salvation through our confession of sin and reliance on his forgiveness. So guys, having this understanding that the only thing that can help our sin is Jesus and Jesus alone. When Barna asked Gen Z this question, they said 36% believe that as a sinner, the only solution to the consequences of sin is to acknowledge your sins, ask God to forgive you through Jesus Christ, and rely on him to save you from those consequences. 36% believe that Jesus is the only solution. Oh my, right? We have some work to do. So how do we help our kids? How do we build and implement these cornerstones into our children's lives so that they have a true and biblical understanding of their own sinful nature and what Jesus has done for them? This is what you do, my family. You understand sinful nature. You help your kids understand that they were born with it. Yes, even the sweet, innocent babies, they have a sinful nature. That's hard for us to grasp and hard for us to understand. But when we understand God's word and what it says, you will understand that all of us are born with a sinful nature. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, right? Another verse in the Bible, there is no one righteous, no, not even one. So having that biblical understanding of what it means to have a sinful nature, modeling biblical discipline and reconciliation, helping our kids understand that when they do things wrong, right, there are consequences, and following through and being consistent with that. Guys, this is a mark of our generation right now. We see so many kids today who don't take responsibility for the things that they do. They're always blaming other people. Even parents are at fault for this, right? When we get a phone call from the teacher and the teacher says that our kid did something wrong, we immediately want to ask, well, what did the other kid do, right? Because we're always trying to figure out, like, it can't possibly be my kid. But having this biblical understanding, guys, that yes, we're going to make mistakes, and so are our children. They're going to make big mistakes, okay? So it's having this biblical understanding of discipline and reconciliation, following through with that, being consistent. When your kids make the mistake, do something naughty at home, that you are holding them responsible, that you are letting them know, like, hey, you know, I asked you to tell me the truth about watching that TV show and you lied. Okay. And because you lied, now you're going to have a consequence. You can't watch TV for a whole week. And following through with that, loving them through it. Now, when they come to you and they say, Mom, I don't understand. Why do I keep doing these things wrong? Why do I do this? You know, and you can tell them, guys, it's because you have a sinful nature. We were all born with it. But here's the good news. Jesus died on the cross for our sins so that we could be forgiven, right? In 1 John 1:9, it says, He is faithful and just, right? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Once He forgives, He remembers it no more. It is forgotten, and helping our kids understand that. So, guys, this was a lot to take in, okay? But you guys were doing really good, holding tight with me. And I love that about you guys. And so again, just as a recap, okay? So the first cornerstone you want to implement, I'm going to challenge you to do it this week. Talk about God's attributes, giving your kids a biblical understanding of the nature of God. Okay, so I challenge you to do that this week. The next two that we just talked about was understanding that we have a sinful nature. Okay, we're going to make mistakes. Also helping our kids understand that Jesus is the only solution for that. Read Bible passages about that, right? The book of John is great to talk about it because it talks about Jesus's character, talks about what Jesus has done. Any of the gospels will talk about that. So helping our kids have a understanding and holding them accountable for the sinful nature, right? And understanding that when they do things wrong, they can be forgiven. And we just need to model that for our kids, being consistent with them and loving them through it. You guys are doing an amazing job. I love that you guys are hanging tough with me. You guys have learned quite a bit of things with me today. And I know sometimes when I'm talking, it's like, you know, trying to get water from a fire hydrant or however that saying goes. But I'm just so passionate about this because I truly believe that we as parents, that if we implement this, and even pastors and teachers, if we implement these seven cornerstones into our classrooms, into our homes, we will literally see a change in how these kids are developing a biblical worldview. Take heart, my friends. You are not alone. I'm in this with you. And I'm so looking forward to being with you guys again the next time. All right. God bless you guys. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.